The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Time to find out what happened in the markets yesterday and what we can look forward to today, in addition to some stocks and some ideas for you to trade. All of that and more coming up right here on the Morning Podcast on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
It's the 27th of April. First of all, let's find out what happened in the markets yesterday. That is, on the 26th of April, the Nifty closed above 10,600 and we saw a strong performance for April series. Nifty rose 5% and the strong rollover suggests that the momentum is likely to continue. Rollovers in Nifty, that is about 72.32%, are well above its quarterly average. But some of the previous shots which got rolled from March series into April series are still intact in the system, so we need to see how that progresses as we enter May. On the Nifty options front, 11,000 call options is attracting traders' attention, while 10,500 to 10,300 put options have added huge positions. On the stock front, good amount of long positions have got rolled into stocks like Mindtree, NIIT Tech, Tata Elxsi, DCB Bank, Nalco, etc., while counters like PC Jeweler, RCOM, HPCL, BPCL, IDEA and IDBI have seen shorts getting rolled over to the May series. What can we expect from the markets today based on what the global cues are telling us? First, we head over to Singapore for the Nifty futures, which is showing a clearly green opening, a percentage change of 0.41% up. It is showing me, as of now, 10,660, that is 44 points up. Looking at cues from across Asia, well, Japan's Nikkei 225 has shown a green opening. It opened at an intraday high of 22,466 and has since seen a lot of fluctuation, but still well above yesterday's close. The broader topics index is also trading very much in the green. Moving over to Hong Kong now, the Hang Seng index there is trading in the green as well, 0.51% up, currently 30,160. Moving over to the mainland, that is Shanghai Composite, it is trading somewhat marginally in the green. It did see a low just a little while ago, having gone below yesterday's close. It's just dipped back up into green territory, about 0.05% up as I speak. Moving over to the Korean Peninsula, the Kospi is also trading in the green, 0.64% up at 2,491. So clearly, Asian markets are responding well to how the Dow closed yesterday, which was very much in the green, 0.99% up. The Dow Jones shut shop at the end of the trading day at 24,322. So based on all of this, we can expect the Dalal Street to also have a shade of green as we see trade open later today. FPIs sold about 1,056 crore rupees worth from equity markets and DIIs bought about 684 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. So what are some big news for today that investors should watch out for? Well, Axis Bank Q4 has reported a loss at 2,189 crores on threefold jump in provisions. This is the first ever quarterly loss posted by Axis Bank since it listed over two decades ago. We also see that Shikha Sharma, the MD and CEO of Axis Bank, is on her way out. And Axis Bank has been mired in a whole bunch of problems of late, about which we did a podcast. So I encourage you to go and listen to that for a quick recap. Slippages for the quarter at Axis Bank nearly quadrupled year-on-year to 16,536 crores, with nearly 13,900 crores of new slippages coming from the corporate sector. We are, of course, in the midst of earnings season, so as many as 25 companies will be reporting their results for quarter that ended March 31st on Friday, that is today, including big-name stocks like HPCL, IDFC, Maruti Suzuki, JSW Holdings, RBL Bank, UPL Limited and Shoppers Stop. Earnings predictions. Reliance Industries Limited, net profit is likely to grow by 18% on year-on-year basis, could remain flat quarter-on-quarter. Maruti Suzuki, net profit could rise by about 28% year-on-year, up 27% on quarter-on-quarter basis. HPCL, net profit could fall by 21% year-on-year, down 27% on quarter-on-quarter basis. RBL Bank, net profit could rise by as much as 39% year-on-year, up 10% on quarter-on-quarter basis. And finally, Shriram Transport Finance, net profit could rise by 120% year-on-year, with a fall of about 33% quarter-on-quarter. And what are the technical charts telling us? Well, Nifty is forming a bullish candle. 10,640 is crucial for bulls in May series. Nifty has witnessed selling pressure around its crucial resistance level of 10,630 to 10,640. So for bulls to regain control of D Street, a close of over 10,640 is required, which would open fresh targets towards 10,900 in the May series. What are the three levels to watch out for according to the technical charts today? 10,530, 10,630, 10,700. Maximum call OI are placed at 10,700 and 11,000. Maximum put OI, that is support on the downside, placed at about 10,500 and 10,400. Rollover is seen in shares of Equitas, JSW Steel, CESC and LIC Housing Finance, and short build-up is seen in stocks, like I said earlier, with PC Jeweler, Petronet LNG and Lupin. Some specific stocks that investors should keep on their radar as they go into trade today. Reliance Capital shares, because the quarter four net profit of Reliance Capital has gone up 36% at 428 crores. L&T Housing Finance has hiked prime lending by about 15 basis points. And SBI Life also issued their quarter earnings. Their quarter four profit rose 13% year on year to 381 crores. So those are some stocks to bear in mind. Reliance Capital, L&T Housing Finance and SBI Life. We spoke to IIFL and they had some ideas to give us about trading today. So listen up and listen up carefully. Manappuram Finance has a buy call on it. Target of 129 rupees. Stop loss of 115.5 rupees for returns expected of about 8%. DCB Bank Limited is a buy call as well. Target 213 rupees. Stop loss of 187.5 rupees and returns of 9%. Escorts Limited has a buy call as well. Target of 1047 rupees. Stop loss at 917 rupees with returns of 9 to 10%. So repeat that again. Manappuram Finance has a buy call, DCB Bank buy call, and Escorts also has a buy call. Needless to say, the views and investment tips expressed here by the investment expert on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. We here at Money Control, of course, advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. Well, there we have it. This is the 27th of April, the last trading day of the week. By the time we come back on Monday, it's going to be the last day of April, and then we head soon into May series, and there will be plenty of earnings results for us to bear in mind and how that affects the stock market and how it changes the fortunes of some companies. We will find out when we see you with the morning podcast on Monday. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to Money Control to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions. We'll be right back.